He leaned forward, his face inches from hers.
Lucy, you do something to me that no other person on the face of this earth does.
He reached up. His hand cupped her cheek. His fingers stroked her skin.
And I do the same thing to you. You know it's true.
A burning, a deep, hot longing that she hadn't felt in years suddenly tore at Lucy's middle, and she leaned forward. Her lips found Orville's, and everything that had died in her, everything she had slaughtered so her dream could live, came rushing back. His hand moved from her cheek to her shoulders and pulled her to him. She didn't think, couldn't think. She allowed him to hold her close in his arms, to kiss her like he used to, like Gordon Blue or no other man ever had.
Well, look here.
Lucy's eyes flew open, jerked from the passionate place she was heading, a trip she had no business taking, to the door where Ori stood. She pushed against Orville's chest. How had she gone from her chair to his lap? She jumped up, slapping Orville's arms away as he tried to keep her where she was.
Ori, this is not...
Oh, yes, it is.
Orville held onto her hand, standing with her as she attempted to pull away.
No!
Lucy scowled at Orville and jerked her hand from his.
It most certainly is not.
She tugged at her blouse, straightening it where it had twisted while they were. Her cheeks blazed.
What was she doing? What would Gordon say when he found out she was in the back room of the junk store making out with Orville?
I'm not the most educated Robinson in the clan on most subjects.
Ori's eyes crinkled with amusement.
But I believe I'm pretty well versed on what's going on back here.
He looked at Orville and chuckled.
Way to go, Pop. Hush, boy. That's your mother you're talking about. Don't make me whip your hide because I can and I will.
Sorry, Pop. Mama, you know I don't mean any disrespect.
Ori's eyes sparkled. Not looking the least bit sorry about a single thing. He took a step backwards, easing the door closed in front of him.
I'll just let you two get back to it then.
Oh, no, you won't.
Lucy snatched her purse from the table. The unsteady furniture wobbled and rumbled with the sudden movement, just as off-kilter as she felt at this moment.
Ori Robinson, you stop right there. This is not, well... This was not supposed to happen, and it will not be happening again.
Ori opened the door and propped his shoulder against the doorframe, clearly enjoying the show. Lucy felt the steam rising out of her ears.
Ori, wipe that smile off your face right now, young man, or I will let your father do what he said he was going to do.
Ori stood up straight and did a mock salute.